I don't think I'd pay much attention to it. I just passed by it and passed by it till I read about it in my history, in my study of history. Then I stopped to take a look at it. And then all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me that something very significant took place here in history. But I think underlying all of that is this idea of the idea that these were innocent lives. And I look at war differently in a sense that I see innocent lives. Soldiers expect to die. That's what you go in for, that's what you serve for, and you expect that. It's not such a tragedy as because that's what you're called to do. But when innocent lives are lost, just victims of war, I look at this and I say, this is symbolic. You know, these people were just living here, and they were made victims of that Dakota conflict. And I see it as kind of a tragedy, maybe even a shame, when two sides can't come together, and then as a result, innocent people die. And that happens in every war. And that's the downside that I always look at first, of the innocent people that lose their lives, because different sides have different way, different viewpoints and different ways that they want to deal with things, particularly going to war.